Let her be me. Let her do what she want to do, you know?
Okay, well, today when I was at the front office, they told me that someone put a dead bird through the slot of the door. So,
the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know where we live. I thought this was a nice area, but I guess we get dead birds thrown at us.
Oh.
I did notice that the homeless guy on the corner who asked me to the $1.50 movie on Derry Ashford got a haircut. And he got, like, a really nice taper fade, too. I noticed it. I almost took him up on his offer.
To go see the $1.50 movie?
Did he specify, hey, do you want to go to the $1.50?
He did.
Yeah. He's like, as I was driving, my window was still down from talking to him, and he was like, what do you do other than give money to hobos? I love you! As I'm, like, turning the corner to get onto the freeway. I just hear my name, like, echoing in the traffic in the morning.
That's pretty awesome that you have...
Yeah, until they become stalkers and they're, like, trying to open your car.
Well, I definitely changed my route.
Did he try to open your car?
No. But, I mean, you know, I'm not even going
to
put that into
it. It was about to be a hashtag me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all hashtag me too at some point.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just pass out where I'm at.
And then weird things happen.
Yeah. I passed out in the bushes one time.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
I was kind of homeless. Well, not really. I was just a nomad. I lived between San Antonio and Austin, and then I got really drunk in San Antonio and fell in the bushes, and I was barred out.
And then you slept there, or?
Well, no, and then my good friend left me fucking to rot there, came down 20 minutes later after he was done eating his Whataburger to come get me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He had to finish. What was he having?
I don't fucking know. I knew it was Whataburger because I remember the bright orange bag.
Oh my god.
So we have a dog who literally hates her life.
She's actually, she's going to therapy right now for depression.
They're probably going to prescribe her something.
Yeah.
She's just stuck in between four walls. PETA, don't come over here. You do not know where we live.
At all.
Where'd you go?
Fucking weddings, man. Like, people who have weddings need to realize the amount of stress it puts on their fucking friends.
When is the wedding?
In August, and I thought it was, like, in November, and I'm just now realizing I don't have a fucking room, a fucking flight. And I looked up, and the rooms are, like, it's gonna be, like, $400 for two nights in Indianapolis. And everyone else has fucking boyfriends or husbands, so they don't want to share a room with me. So I eat that cost alone.
Can we talk about being single really quick?
Sure. For times like that, being single doesn't really bother me at all. But what? So what does that mean? I don't have...
Sorry if you hear my dog
licking her vagina. Look at her. She's like, hey.
So let's talk about being single, because I know that we all have dating apps, or like
being
me,
I'm in America.
I am a serial Bumbler, Tinderer, Coffee Meets Bageler. I mean, I haven't done like OkCupid or Zeusk or anything like that, because I feel like that's taking it way too far. But
why?
I,
what is the difference?
I just feel like the ones that are on TV with commercials, like that's real life, and I'm more of just like
in your social media life.
No, I think I just want to, like, I don't even know. It's just weird.
Right.
I feel like I judge people more for using, like, eHarmony.
Right.
Wow,
right.
I have an eHarmony account.
Do you really?
I did it for the free trial, Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
How was it?
I don't know. I was probably high as fuck, so I just I signed up and never checked it.
Damn. You could have a match out there waiting for you.
Yeah, well, that's probably not true. But yeah, I mean, I'm a serial grinder-er.
So how many grinder dates do you think you've been on?
Do you consider
dates?
Dates,
or...
yeah.
Dates or casual
encounters?
Encounters, or
let's,
both?
Let's just
or each.
Put it to, like, how many grinder dudes have you been
Dude,
with?
Met up, how many grinder
met
dudes
up
you
with? Grinded
on?
With, rim jobbed.
Okay, so. Okay, so sexual
Rim
and non-sexual,
a lot.
Like, if you had to put a number to it.
Okay.
You know, like a range.
A range?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like a median.
Like 50 to 100. 101 to 149, like...
Oh, that's very...
answer probably, like, 101 to...
149.
Holy
shit! That's a lot. But, you know, when I first downloaded Tinder, like, out of college, because I judged everyone in college that had it, and then, like, immediately after I graduated...
But that's including Tinder also. Mind you, I'm putting that out there. That's not just Grindr.
Yeah, like, when I first downloaded Tinder, I probably went on, like, 17 air quote dates, if you know what I mean. Within, like, a 4-month span.
Wow, I never hit it hard like that.
I don't know. I just, like, it was free booze, free weed.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I hit the ground running.
Yeah. I guess I didn't think of it
that
way.
The only time I ever like to run, but anyways.
I would, like, talk to these dudes, like, text them and stuff, but then I wouldn't, like, meet up with them, or, like, I would meet up with them, like, a couple of them maybe once or something.
But what would stop you from meeting up with them?
I don't know. I think I just...
She was raised differently. She's a prude. Like, doesn't... She's...
No, I'm not a prude.
I think you're a prude.
What do you mean? I fucking... What are you talking about?
I just feel like you don't, like, just... I feel like you don't just get online to, like, just to hook up.
Yeah, no. But I wasn't getting online just to hook up either. I was literally getting online because I was broke as shit, tired of stealing toilet paper from the bar bathroom. Oh my God. And I just wanted to, like, have a meal and a place to sleep outside of my dad's house because he was driving me crazy. I literally did it for, like, my own sanity.
Well, that's pretty smart then.
Yeah, like, if you need a place to stay, honestly, I don't know how people are homeless these days. Like, just get on
a fucking dating app.
Yeah, and you could seriously sleep with, like, anyone. Every night. God. We should test this theory.
We should not.
For 7 days, we should just see how many different places we can get to stay.
This sounds like a way for one of us to get fucking killed.
No, because not everyone on the internet is going to kill you. Like, honestly.
One out of seven, Mike.
what is the likelihood? How many times have we seen a story on, like, Snapchat?
My attorney just said 1 out of 7. I'm going to go with that answer.
No, but, like, how many times? I think I've seen 3 stories in, like, that 5-year run of Tinder where someone's actually got killed.
That they're
yeah, but then it's, like, very, like, brutal. Like, I saw, too. Like, the girl...
Jumped off the window?
Yes, what about that Tinder one? It would... Oh,
yeah, but she did it herself. She decided to jump because she didn't want to be there anymore.
Oh, God. That's
yeah, because
Tinder
he locked her on the patio on the, like, 16th floor.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, you already have to be disturbed to jump, right?
I mean...
You could call the fire department.
Well, she didn't have a phone.
Well, you know, scream for help. Flash your titties. Someone will see you.
True.
Titties!
So I think that we should really test this theory. If we can't do it for 7 days, at least for a weekend.
I think a weekend is better, okay?
The test is just to show that there's no reason why people our age should be homeless.
Shut up. This is the stupidest argument against being homeless.
I mean, they shouldn't be homeless, especially if they're our age. And if they are, it's because they're lazy.
They're lazy
as fuck.
Fucks, yeah. That has not anything to do with the dating apps, though.
But I'm saying the dating app is a way out.
But if you're
homeless...
That's
the problem with this era.
If you're homeless, you don't have fucking money to live anywhere. How the fuck you got money for your fucking iPhone?
Dope. You're dope.
Homeless people don't have cell phones? Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
So, what is y'all's craziest Tinder story?
Oh, fuck.
I feel like you have more crazy stories on Tinder anyways, rather than Bumble.
I think mine was like...
Oh, I know mine.
Mine's really fucked up.
Okay. Do tell.
It was a Grindr, and it was this guy that was, like, in town from Dallas, and, like...
Describe him.
He was really hot. He was like
6'2",
brown hair, blue eyes.
Wow.
Probably like 35.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, we hung out, right?
I was
right?
thinking more of like Hitler, but okay.
Hitler.
Oh, wow. I didn't know my
I
type
was picturing
was Hitler.
Jake Gyllenhaal. She pictures Hitler.
Y'all, I am Mexican American. I do not support Hitler.
Neither do I. I don't think he's hot, but.
And I don't condone Hitler's actions. Against the Jews.
We love the Jews.
We do love Jews.
Yes.
Hey, I'll make say.
Hey, so we made some shout out.
Oh, yeah. We know so many Jewish people, but back to the story.
Okay, so, we hung out, we went to dinner, we had some drinks, you know, and then naturally we go back.
Naturally
goes back. To the hotel, and we do whatever.
Wait, why did you get a hotel room?
he was in town from Dallas. Oh, okay. So we just went back to his hotel room. I think I remember you
telling me about this. Where was he staying? Was it a nice? Was it like a roach motel?
Yeah, it was like right. No. Motel. He was at fucking down the street in the gallery area.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, we have like great stuff.
Anal?
Well, I am gay, so there was there was some anal involved.
Were you protected? Or was it, I'm trying to get a gist of the night. Was it like a crazy night where you were just like, I'm going to raw dog bear skin this
Okay,
shit?
It
or?
Was definitely a crazy night, but like this was more in my like my nowadays, which are more like responsible.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, like I used to be a real big whore, but now I'm just
Luna,
like,
watch out for the mic.
Now I'm just a little whore.
Okay.
So yeah, so whatever, we do whatever.
So basically you're banging him freely because you know you're protected and you feel like you're not going to like get an STD.
Yeah.
So it's what just like it's just like line of questioning. It's just like your hips are thrusting, hands in the air, having a good time.
I mean, I'm not worried about like if I'm gonna die of AIDS in that moment. Okay. If that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Take breath. It's okay.
Because that's definitely not what I was thinking.
Okay. Continue.
So yeah, after all that great stuff, we're like hanging out and we shower and then we're like in bed. And then like, he, like, walks to the bathroom, and he comes out, and he puts on his wedding ring.
Oh, shut up.
And he was like, oh, can't forget that. Oh. And I was mortified. So, like, I literally got out of, like... And mind you, like, I don't question if he's married or anything, because his profile said single. So, like, I'm not going to sit there and ask somebody that, like, clearly we're, like, hanging out and, like, yeah, you're from out of town, but you're out of town on work. So, like... I go out of town on work, so I'm not, I just don't question stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was just very fucking weird. Like, he was like, oh, can't forget that. Like, it was so nonchalant and like, so like, just like he does it all the time that I was just like, so disgusted that I was like, I gotta get the fuck up out of here. So yeah, I like got up in that moment and was like, whoa. And he like saw that I freaked out and he like, like before I even got to my car, like I already had blocked his number and like blocked him on Grindr and stuff. So that way I was like, because, like, I felt like I had to, like, come home and pray about it.
Have to tell mine.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. You know, I know a lot of people like that. My friends work at strip clubs, and then the guys come in there with their wedding rings on, so I don't, like, put it past them.
Yeah. But it's just crazy how he just, like, did it in front of you, too. That, like, why didn't he just wait till you left?
Well, yeah, and, like, or, like, why didn't, like, why didn't you wear it, like, while we were hanging out at dinner and stuff?
Maybe because he wanted to get ass and he knew that you would give it up, but maybe he had, like, this, like, inkling that you were a semi-good person and wouldn't hook up with him if he was married.
Well, that's...
Because he knew you were gonna fuck on the first date, right?
I mean, yeah, that's why I fucking went. I went for the free meal and he went for the free ass.
Okay, so is it really a problem at this point? No, if you think of it realistically.
Oh, no, no, there was no problem. No, I know. There was no problem with the whole entire situation at all up until the very end in that moment when he fucking went and, like, got his ring and was like, oh, can't forget this. I'm like, whoa. Like, yeah, so that was probably, like, the craziest, most, like, as far as, like, fucked up thing that I feel like I've ever done, even though, like, I didn't really do it because I didn't know. Shout out to your wife. Your husband has a big dick. It was good sex.
Wait, he even had a wife?
Gay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a wife.
Oh, wow.
Did you fuck him or did he fuck you? Or both?
We're not going to get into those details.
Yeah, we do. Because I'm curious as to... I want to
know. You know why? Because so many dudes on Bumble always tell me how, like, they experiment with other guys. So this does not fucking surprise me that it's just yet another straight dude
portraying that he
fucks.
No,
dudes.
No. I was a bottom.
So do you think that if he bottom... Like, if you bottom and he fucks you, does that make him less gay?
Yeah, he's totally less gay because...
No, because guys are always like, if you're giving it, it doesn't count because you're not receiving it.
And those are the guys that have, like, personal issues with themselves because, bro,
if you're fucking a guy, you're putting
any type of penis anywhere around you, in you, touching you, and you're just, like, all about it...
You're
then
gay.
You're gay, bisexual, curious, but you are definitely not straight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, that was intense.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. I know that took a lot, you know?
Yeah, I am so
Y'all
tired.
Y'all, discuss this in the comments. Yeah. Discuss this in the comments below. What's your opinion on the matter? So, mine is, like, a different kind of crazy. I took crazy to mean just, like, wild. So, this one is a little more lighthearted, we'll say. So, yeah, met this dude on Tinder. while I was working all the way out in fucking Clear Lake one summer for my first law office job. Holla. Oh, God, this is gonna be good. So, yeah, we met on Tinder. We were talking because, you know, he worked around there. And he asked me to meet him for drinks one day after work. And that is, after a couple drinks, he disclosed to me that he had a girlfriend and that they were swingers. And... like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me at that point, but I was like, all right, cool. I was like, I'm not going to hook up with the girl, but, like, she's cool with you hooking up with other girls. I don't really care. So we would hook up, like, on my lunch break and shit at work. And, but that's not even the craziest part. So then one night, he wanted to come out in Houston, and he brought his girl. And no, it's not going where you think it is. It's even crazier than you would think. It's not a threesome story. Let me just preface it with that. So we all went out with, like, these other dudes who I had met that summer doing a bunch of drugs, fucking partying and shit, right? So, yeah, I mean, and then they're like, who the fuck? Like, they all knew that, like, they were, like, swingers that I had met on Tinder. Fucking my friend told them all. Like, I thought at first they maybe just thought that, like, they were my friends. But no, he told everybody. He was like, oh, yeah, no, dude. There's some. She's bringing some swingers that she met on Tinder. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I, like, had a crush on one of these dudes, too, so it was embarrassing. But we all go out, have a good time. It's all good in the hood. We come back to the house, and we're all fucked up, you know, a little post-game action. Somehow, this bitch, so we're all standing, you know, inside, outside, there's a pool, all this shit. She's standing over there by the window telling somebody's story, and she's getting real animated. And she fucking busts through the window of these people's house. Floor-to-ceiling fucking window of these people's, like, nice-ass house in Montrose. She just, like, I guess she thought that was, like, the door was open right there. And she just literally, like, walked through.
Was she bleeding everywhere?
Oh, yes. She walked through the glass. And after we all got over the shock of that, then it's, like, her leg was cut, like, super deep. Like, it was bleeding everywhere. And we're all fucked up, like, super fucked up. Like, they started grabbing, like, saran wrap, trying to, like, wrap and it up and shit. And is this the wife? This is the girlfriend, yes, the girlfriend. Oh, the girlfriend.
That's the point where you put her on the front, like, on the on your neighbor's porch and dial 911 and just, like, wait for the ambulance to come while you're, like, Snapchatting it. Well, but her boyfriend
was there, too, though. I mean,
yeah, but, like,
just kick him up, right? Yeah, bye. Well, so no, but so what happened, though, was that, you know, all the guys were fucked up, but they didn't fucking know them, so they started being like, oh, shit, well, like, are you guys gonna pay for our window, you know? Like, so I was like...
She's, like, profusely bleeding. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna cost $700.
No, literally, yeah, and so then he got pissed off, and he was like, well, you know, we could sue you for fucking, you know, this window breaking so easily, like, blah, blah, all this shit, so it got real heated, right? So then, anyway, whatever, they left, and he took her to the hospital. Because it was pretty bad. Like, it was super deep. And so then... It keeps going. So then he calls me, like, from the hospital, you know? And, like, at this point, we hadn't actually fucked yet. This was... We had just, like, hooked up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
So he calls me from the hospital. He's like, yeah, she's getting stitches. Like, it's, you know, it's pretty deep. Like, she's got two pretty bad cuts or whatever. He's like... But, like, so we're probably going to be here a while, so, like, you know, can I come over? I was like, sure, because I was fucked up. And, yep, he sure did. He left the hospital, left his girlfriend at the hospital, and came and fucked me, and then went back.
And did you ever hear from them again?
Me and him would, like, text every once in a while. We never hung out after that, no.
Was it a good fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was wild. Because he was, they were like, you know, I mean, yeah, he was obviously like weird. Yeah,
he told me you're wild.
Oh, God.
Isn't it fun how you don't your friends,
know.
He like... don't
even know compared for the shit.
Oh.
It was crazy. From when I was in a sorority. But, like, this guy's, like, crazy. He's into, like, Mr. fucking Christian Grey shit. Like, I was like, look, I ain't into that shit. Like,
she's a prude.
No, fuck you. I was like, I'll let you paddle me, but, like, I'm not going to be, like...
Why not? Let them beat me.
I mean, you're already hooking up with a swinger,
so... Choke me, slap me.
No, that's fine. I like a little choking, all that stuff, but I don't like, literally, like, a lot of, like, pain.
I like turning colors. Like, green, purple.
No, I don't think I like that. That's fun. But I did let him do some stuff.
Well, okay, expand it. What'd
you let him do?
I don't remember everything. Just, you know, like, let him, you know... Hit me with the paddle and shit.
Did he eat your ass?
I don't... Probably. I don't really remember. I was so fucked up. This was literally at like 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning after a night of partying and lots of crazy shit happening.
While his girlfriend was getting stitches.
While his girlfriend was at the hospital getting stitches. Just
wanted to verify. And this is the problem. This is why the divorce rates are so high.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, not that. They'll never get divorced because I think that's why they do the whole swinging thing. Because the whole night, she was trying to hook up with other dudes and he was, you know, trying to hook up with me. And so, like, they do that, but they're still together. Like, I'm friends with him on Facebook, so, like...
Shut up. What's his name? I'm about to look up his name.
I meant Snapchat.
No, you can't take it back now.
I really did mean Snapchat. I'll show you his Snapchat if he has anything. I really, really don't have him on Facebook. But, yeah, I'd say that's the craziest thing, and it's pretty crazy.
Damn, you should just Snapchat him right now and be like, hey, by the way, I know it's been, like, however long, but I'm putting you in my podcast.
I don't need to tell him. I didn't say his name.
I know, but you should just tell him.
No.
Well.
Well. I mean, I can. He'd probably be like, all right, cool. It was a pretty crazy story.
Well, I guess the lesson in all of this is...
There is none.
Just use a fucking condom, actually, so yeah. You don't get HIV, Oh, yeah, AIDS, I did get a UTI STD. After that. Yeah. Make sure you piss after you fuck, mm-hmm. too.
Was he circumcised? That's the question.
Yeah.
That's another topic, too. I don't understand. You asked that question with so severity. Like, was he circumcised? That's the real question, because it's like...
Yeah, because you get a UTI usually when a guy's not circumcised. Oh,
you know what? Maybe he was not. Because you have
PTSD from it.
Maybe no, he wasn't. No,
it's true, because guys, when you are, you know, like, it's
PTSD!
The, it's the, like...
She has PTSD from a guy with an uncircumcised
penis. Yeah, because I had the worst UTI of my life.
Which was really weird because he looked like the kid that sits in the back of the classroom.
Which he probably is.
But he likes Gucci Mane, though. So
he also likes black girls, too. And I always find it funny how, like, the tall, skinny white guy is, like, so attracted to black girls. But not me.
I always find it so funny how the big, tall black guys are attracted to the fat Mexican dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they attracted to this ass. I don't know what if my cultural appropriation has anything to do with it, but black guys do seem to always go for me. The ass is for sure.
We'll have an Insta post, probably poll with the picture of the ass to see.
Oh, okay,
if
yeah.
Reminds
me. Oh, here we go. My proudest moment.
Ninth grade algebra. Block class. If y'all don't know what algebra block is, it's when you're pretty stupid and your school thinks you need two class periods of algebra instead of one.
Because you basically can't divide 9 by 3.
So yeah, I met her in algebra and block, and I asked her if she was gonna wear her hair like the way she did, like that all the time.
Mind you, it was the third day of school, and I needed to wash, okay? I needed to wash my hair, and I was wearing, like, a hog's breath saloon shirt, because I had just gone to the Keys and thought I was really cool. And sometimes I look like a Puerto Rican mommy, like...
Were you wearing mommy, a bandana like, in your hair?
No bandana, bitch. But I just was, like, really slicked back with the gel in, like, a hog's breath shirt.
Yeah, so I was just like...
Can we see it? Yeah, we need to post a photo.
Yeah, we're going to have to find one. There's definitely none in existence.
On social media, social media.
But yeah, so I was like, are you going to wear your hair like that? And mind you guys, I haven't came out like this, so y'all should already know that y'all already know I was gay. I was asking this girl if she's going to wear her hair like that all the time. Because it looked a little, you know, I mean, it was a little different.
So what did you say?
So she already didn't like me then, right? I really don't remember that.
Yeah,
so, right,
what was your response?
I don't remember.
Probably not. She was probably like, fuck you, like she always does. So then, like, I think it was like maybe a few days later, I was like, it must be that ass. Because that ain't that face, because you a tip drill.
Yeah, he straight up said that shit to me.
Because you a what?
A tip drill. What's
the song? It must be your ass, because it ain't your face, because you a tip drill. Meaning, like, bitch, like, you ain't pretty. Like, the guys come for you for your ass, not your face.
Yeah.
Which, I really didn't know what it meant at that time, mind you. Like, I was, I really didn't.
Yeah, because he eats his words now, bitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I eat them.
Eats his words.
I eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I do not eat ass, and that is a God honest truth.
Really?
I do not.
You want yours to be eaten.
I mean, if they want to do it, it's not like I'm asking these guys to eat my ass. If they eat it, they eat it.
Okay.
But I ain't getting ass to be ate.
Okay.
Well,
I would draw my line at eating ass too. I don't think I could ever do
it. Well, with all that being said, that's the conclusion to the show. And find us for episode one next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios. Hasta luego. That's hasta mañana.